Okay, welcome back to the next iteration of what AMCOM can do for you. We have a new guest here with us today. Sergeant Major, what's our topic? And please do an introduction.
Sir, I think we're going to continue on the digital thread here. And I think we have Dr. Tomlin from Nyer Institute, right? So Dr. Tomlin, tell us a little about yourself and what you do and where you're from.
Sure. I'm the executive director of the National Institute for Aviation Research in Wichita, Kansas. I have the pleasure to lead about 1,600 people that really service the aviation community. So we encompass about 2 million square feet and about $200 million worth of research.
That's a fine facility that you have up there and that you oversee and you partner up there with.
Thank you, sir.
Up there and toured that facility, and I've liked the hospitality. I look forward to coming back up there here in the future and getting a little bit more education.
Yes, sir. You're experience. Welcome anytime.
All right.
Well, in our last podcast, we talked about a digital twin for a UH-60 Lima that is done through the Future Vertical Lift team. And has been done at your location. So can you talk to us about that practical mechanics of how do you create one?
Sure. So I'm probably going to give you a little bit of long-ended answer to your short question. But, you know, when we started looking at what's going to take to really increase operational readiness, and we did that across the DoD. And so we started out with the Marine Corps with the F-18, how to increase that. And then we really dove into from the depot standpoint of how we really can increase readiness. And one of the things is looking at parts obsolescence and diminishing manufacturing source. So those are the two things that are really driving a readiness thing. How can I get the right part to the depot and get that aircraft airborne again? So as we started that process, we learned a lot we moved on to the Air Force with the B-1. So, and at that point, I mean, with the B-1 full digital twin, I mean, we had to re-engineer the external loads on the aircraft, the finite element. And so that one was, you know, keeping 45 aircraft in the fleet. So then I got the privilege, sir, to work with Future Vertical Lift team and yourself to look at what can we do for the Army. And that's when same exact problem of operational readiness, how to keep an enduring fleet, the readiness level high, and so we got the pleasure to do a UH-60.
Okay, so when you do a UH-60, can you just talk us through the mechanics of how do you physically do it? You get a brand new aircraft or a used aircraft that arrives at your facility. What do you physically do to actually create that model?
Sure. So digital twin means a lot to different people. So our definition of a digital twin is to take a 2D file and make it a 3D file where it becomes the engineering source of truth. So a lot of people confuse the digital twin of a light scan or a blue light scan, but that's not what we do. What we do is we want to create the engineering source of truth for the data that exists in the drawings. That usually in the Air Force is in GEDMIX, and the Army is in EDIS. So that's the engineering source of truth, so that's what we're tracking to. So the real importance there is we get an asset from the fleet, we disassemble it, which is not a trivial exercise. We've been doing that for over two decades of how we do a teardown, how we preserve the parts. And so when we get a physical asset like that, we scan it as we take off parts, we scan every part of that. So and the reason we do that is you pull up a drawing, and then you want to have each and every part that attaches to that part. So that's what we get from a physical asset, is we know how to put that. We know every part that attaches to each and other part in the helicopter. So once we start that process, we take it apart, and then we do go through and scan it. The reason for the scan is, look at these drawings. Some of them are very old, and they're annotated very heavily on the drawing. And you can look at one of these drawings and, quite frankly, not know what the part looks like. And so having the scan plus the 2D file that we pull out, that is the engineering source, that's when we use both of those to drive down to basically a parametric model of the part. That part then becomes the representative source of the truth. So that is really what we're driving to. So we use both the asset and the drawing to create the part.
Great.
So Dr. Tallman, what would be some benefits of that? Because that sounds, you know, you're taking a legacy aircraft, you're going to tear it apart, and everything that you just explained there. So what's some of the benefits of doing that?
So some of the benefits is for sure manufacturing, being able to get the part. Is if you go look at the manufacturing sources, and you say, I need this part. Well, if you only have a drawing, then your competitive sources to find the part, to get the part, if it's not in DLA, is to have somebody make the part. And then one of the problems that we've seen, and it's a DoD-wide problem, is especially for sustainment, is you only need a couple of them. So for them to go read a drawing file and then pull that all the way back down to make two parts, you'll get a no-bid situation.
That could become very expensive if you only need five parts opposed to 1,000
exactly,
that were originally
sir.
Made. So the advanced manufacturing part kind of ties into all of this, right?
Yes. So once we have the digital file, then and fully annotated that it's the source of truth, then we can go to an advanced manufacturing. So and I say we can go the additive way,
yes,
or we could go the subtractive way. And I was talking to the general. I call it subtractive printing, even though it's just a CNC, but it sounds cooler. but once you have that digital file, you can do additive printing or subtractive printing, and then you get the part.
Okay.
So with that, what are the challenges as far as doing this, right? Have you run into any obstacles or things that make it maybe a little bit more complicated so that we can get that single source of truth?
Well, some of the is from a legacy fleet standpoint is the drawings. I mean, the drawings are the source of truth, but they're very old, and even the geometric tolerances may have changed over time. So it's bringing all that and putting it into a modern world.
Okay, great.
So as we're going through, talking through this, right, I think it kind of reminds me of a possible success story that we may have with the
yes, sir.
Lehman of Victor and our depot down at Corpus Christi.
Yes, sir.
I think you're involved in that.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little about this -155 part, please?
Absolutely.
All right.
So I mean, that's the good news story. Early wins from a digital twin is my relationship with Corpus Christi. I mean, come across one and going through the line there, and they needed a part. They couldn't get the part. So, of course, we said, we have a digital twin of the aircraft, so let's actually exercise our muscle a little bit and see if we can create a part. So the -155 part was the one that was talked about that we could do. So we went directly to the digital twin. We got the -155 part, pulled it up. We had it. So it matches the engineering drawing. So let's make it. So the problem with that is it's a sheet metal part. And the alloy that they used to make the sheet metal part doesn't exist anymore. Plus, the tooling that they used to make the sheet metal part doesn't exist anymore. So what we had to do was really exercise the digital twin then of we had to go in and making material change, and then ran all the engineering, and then make a sheet metal part out of plate. But we from the start of that process to it was delivered at CCAD, 6 weeks.
So as I told Ms. Benson in a previous podcast, this is some cool stuff. This is innovation. I
yes,
like
sir.
The way this is going. And I think this is probably one of many parts to come, not just on this platform, but for others.
You know, the real benefit that I see is in people's faces. When we can help the warfighter, we can get an aircraft that is down for any reason, the readiness is down, and bring it back up and where it's accessible to the warfighter.
Well, I'm excited about it as well, right? So as opposed to waiting several years to maybe get a part through another mechanism, right? Because we had a policy, because we had a digital
yes,
twin
sir.
With your assistance, right? Because we've gone through some of the data management, we're able to get that part in several weeks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm in, right? Fantastic. Okay. So I know we talked about in the last podcast as well, but I think you're also going to be doing another aircraft for us here shortly.
Yes, sir. I'm very excited about that. So working with the Future Vertical Lift team is our next aircraft will be the Apache, and can't wait to help on that one as well. So very exciting.
Well, we are too, right? For all the same reasons, not only because it will help readiness for our current Apache fleet, but also because it will help expand the knowledge base, right? You know, for digital thread and digital engineering and advanced manufacturing within the aviation community as we go towards future vertical.
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's our measure.
Sir, hey, Dr. Tallman, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come visit us here and talk with us. So, you know, what can AMCOM do for you? I think this is a great topic that the force really needs to know about, because it's going to create that dialogue, and it's just going to open up more doors and opportunities. So I like working with you and your team, and I look forward to some future projects together.
I love, from a standpoint of a university, of how we can help the warfighter and how we can help the Army, especially with readiness. So it's a pleasure for both of you, to work with you.
Well, we feel the same way, and obviously it's already having an impact today, and it'll even have a greater impact tomorrow. So until next time, thanks so much. This is what AMCOM can do for you.
Army strong.